Shalom Aleichem, Abba Yafav, Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Pei, Baba Metzia 80A, pagination is 159. We're starting from the Gemara about 11 lines down. The first word on the line is Mishalmin, and then we begin with Amar Rabbi Yochanan. By way of introduction, in Siman Reish Lamed Beis in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Se'if Zayin, we have a concept that is very much against the expression, all sales are final. The Mechaber writes, Kol Alokeach Stam, if a person buys something without any explanation, Ein Alokeach Ela Hadavar Shalem Mikol Mum, it's assumed that the item is blemish-free, that it doesn't have issues. I imagine that there could be cases where it's not called lokeach stam, it's not called buying regular. You're buying it in a certain situation where it's understood that it has a certain degree of imperfections. The classic example is if you buy a new car, it's in excess of 20,000. If you buy a used car, it's lower than 20,000. Damim modiim, the amount being paid might be an indicator as to how perfect the product is expected to be. But within its class, within what's normal, the concept of buyer beware is not really true, and a person could come back and say, I found a blemish that was not noticeable at the time of the sale, and it's not just tough. In Pirush HaMocha V'Omer Amanash She'ena Tachozer Alai B'mum, even if the seller says, I'm selling this on condition that you don't come back to me with any blemishes, Hareza Choser, he's allowed to come back when he discovers the blemish. Ad sheyefarish hamum sheyesh b'mimkaro v'yimchol halokeach. Unless he identifies what the blemish is and he's upfront about it, full disclosure, and the buyer buys it based on that understanding. That would be the example of a used car where it's understood that the radiator is not new. It's not supposed to be broken, but it's not new. Now, in our Gemara, the person went ahead and identified the blemish that is in the item, in this case an animal, but he did a creative cover-up. He listed off so many blemishes which didn't exist in the animal that the one blemish which could not be identified until the person would take it home and start using it, that blemish was identified in the mix and therefore wasn't recognized as a significant disclosure by the buyer. The wording in the Tosefta, Baba Basra, Perek Dalid, where this halacha is brought, is the wording of Almanas Sheyesh Bamumin. I'm selling it to you on condition that it has blemishes. Oh, it has lots of blemishes. Let's see our Gemara and we'll see how creative this seller was. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Hamocha para lechaveira, a person sells a cow to his friend, va'omar lo, and he says, para zunak chonis, this cow gores. Nagchonis he, it gores, nashchonis he, it bites, batonis he, it kicks, raftsonis he, it lies around and does damage, or it lies around and doesn't get the work done, but it has this predisposition, this habit of rolling around. V'haya bum mum echad v'sinfo bein hamumin. The point is that it has one of these blemishes, one of these problems, but he mixed it into everything else. Hareza mekachtos. that's still considered a sale of fraud. And the person can come back when he discovers the problem and undo the sale. Mum ze umum acher. But if, however, he identifies a certain mum and is specific, so that, for example, the ones that are readily seen or the ones that are not seen, but he's consistent, it's clear that what he's listing off are indeed blemishes that exist. He's not just trying to get away with whatever blemishes there may be, I'm not taking it back. He's identifying legitimately the problems. That's not a fraudulent sale because he did disclosure, and we assume that the buyer, for whatever reason, is willing to buy it on these terms. We had a similar concept not long ago in the Gemara regarding ona'ah, where a person takes advantage of somebody else in a sale. So if the person says, on condition that there's no ona'ah, that no matter what I'm charging, that my price is exorbitant, but you're accepting it anyway. So that's so vague that that's not going to absolve him. If, however, he identifies specifically, listen, the price on the market is $10, I'm charging you $25. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. But I'm showing you. $10, you could buy it down the block. It happens to be my product, and I don't want to sell it unless this is the price. Maybe because that's what I paid for it. So I don't want to sell it until I get $25 for it. It's not the current market value. It would be called taking advantage of somebody if you didn't let them know. But if you're abundantly clear and he realizes you're not exaggerating, this is not bluffing your way, it's clear, then you indeed are obtaining mechila, forgiveness, from the buyer, and he's paying because he chose to pay. Here also, the person is buying an animal with a blemish. If he knows, if he's accepting, then it could work. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Lamed Beis Se'if Ches, Hamocha L'Chaveiro Para, he's selling an animal to his friend, and he tells him a bunch of blemishes that would normally be noticed. Uvechlalam Hiskemum She'eino Nikar, and he includes a blemish that cannot be noticed until he takes it home and he uses it, he wouldn't know. V'nimtzaba, and what turns out is also she'ena nikar, the one that's not noticeable is indeed true as a blemish in this animal. Velohu acherim, but all the other things on the list which were noticeable types of blemishes, those did not exist in this animal. Harezem mekachtos, that's considered a fraudulent sale because what the person did was he did a cover-up in a long list of blemishes which didn't exist, so the person didn't really understand which blemish he was accepting, and he thought it was just a general absolvement. And that's what we're learning in halacha, that the general absolvement does not take effect, and the person can still come back and undo the sale. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.